Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Hello, Mr. Kissin.
Yes, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Jill Pasternak.
Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you, and I'm very, very grateful that you found time to give us an interview. I know how
I'm glad it worked out.
How difficult it is when you're performing, so thank you so much again. I had just received your newest album, the live recital at the Verbier Festival.
Yes.
And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about you and the choice of repertoire and your attitude about Chopin, the Polonaises,
yes,
and so on. How did you decide to do this? I mean, this was a choice, your choice to do Chopin?
Yes. I always choose my own program myself. And I usually perform the same program throughout the same season. So that was the program
you had chosen.
Was playing that season. On that CD, there is the first half of that program. The second one consisted of pieces which had been released on a CD earlier, Metnes, Sonata Reminiscenza, and Stravinsky, Petrushka.
I see.
That was my program.
I see.
In the 04-05 season.
Right.
Well, actually, I started playing it earlier than that, back in the spring of 04.
Yes. Just a quick question about how I have watched you grow up, I might say. I'm sure a lot of people have. And you were, of course, a prodigy and very, very successful at a very young age. How do audiences react to you now? I mean, do they... Is it the
same?
They
always give me a wonderful reception. I'm very happy.
Yes. Well, there's a reason for the wonderful reception, because you are a great artist. But I just wondered if, as an adult, you know, there is that expectation that audiences have. It's still the same. I mean, they greet you warmly and they are thrilled with your performance. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Now, again, the choice of Chopin, how do you feel about Chopin, personally?
Personally, it's always been my favorite composer.
Really?
And has occupied the central place in my repertoire since I was a child.
And in your heart, I think, because you play with a great deal of emotion, and there is a... don't misinterpret, a gentleness in your interpretation and some of the works that I have grown to, you know, up with and have listened to played by other artists. The Polonaises, for instance, of course, the very famous Heroic. You play that with a very different approach. How do you interpret that?
In which way?
Well, there is a softer feeling there. There's something there beyond the heroic aspect of it, which is supposed to be, I guess, triumphant in a way. But there's an intense emotion there that is very, not only patriotic, but there's a warmth. And I wondered how you felt about that, because it's a very famous work. It's been played, you know.
Do you mean in the first half or in the middle?
Well, just generally speaking. Probably, I guess, yes. Because you bring a romantic touch to the Polonaises very much. And I believe...
Well, it is a romantic music.
Yes, it's... Yes.
Whether heroic or not.
Uh-huh. So, but you know, it is also very technical and demanding, isn't it, that particular one?
But the middle section is very lyrical and poetic, and so I play it accordingly. Actually, in a piece like that one, which is very, if I may use this word, bombastic.
Yes, yes.
And the dynamics are forte and fortissimo most of the time. Whenever there is a more lyrical passage or fragment, I always try to make the most out of it.
Well, it is
in order not to make the entire piece one-sided.
Yes.
Monotonous, bombastic.
Well, it's very, I mean, it's very powerful that way. That's why I was asking you about it, but it's different. I mean, again, we, you know, as listeners,
yes,
we...
Yes, of course. Contrasts
yes.
make characteristics more powerful.
Absolutely. Also, this particular disc has the Polonaise and, of course, the very famous Fantasy Impromptu, which I think you probably... go all out as far as romanticism, but not over the top. And how do you feel about that particular work?
In which way do you mean?
Well, I mean, do you have like a, are you drawn to certain pieces that you play? Do you feel an affinity for some more than others?
I'm drawn to every single piece I play, otherwise I wouldn't be able to play it on high enough a level.
Yes, but sometimes one has certain, not favorites exactly, but there are some pieces that touch one, I think, more.
Among the Impromptu, for me, it's the third one.
Why?
I don't know.
But you do. You do
but
have...
But then if one knows why, it's not the feeling you are talking about.
Yes, so there is that affinity for certain aspects of it. This was a live performance. Are you planning to be recording works of another composer in the near future?
Oh, yes, I have lots of plans. In fact, I made a live recording with the London Symphony Orchestra, Sir Colin Davis, conducting last September. We did Mozart's C minor concerto and Schumann's concerto. And in fact, I have just finished the first round, so to say, of the listening sessions with my producer for that recording, which is to be released later this year.
Mm-hmm.
In September, October of this year, I'm going to record all five Beethoven concerti with, again with the LSO Sir Colin conducting.
Yes, yes.
In January of next year, I'll record Prokofiev's second and third concertos with the Philharmonia Orchestra, Vladimir Ashkenazy conducting.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a live recording made in London. In April of next year, I'll record both Brahms concerto with the Boston Symphony and James Levine, again live. In the summer of next year, I am going to record two Mozart's concerti, the D minor one and the 595. With Cremarata Baltica.
Uh-huh. So
lots of plans.
You have lots of plans, I was going to say. Very, very busy schedule. You are you touring right now? Is this concert in Philadelphia part of a tour?
Yes, it is. I'll have six concerts altogether in Washington, D.C., Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, New York, and Miami.
Now, your base of operation is New York, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, so you are a New Yorker now. How long have you been living there?
Since the end of 1991.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer spend most of my time there, but I do come there from time to time, and I love that city. Always enjoy coming back there.
Yes, and they love you, I know. But they love you all over, I think.
Thank you. Really
a wonderful, wonderful reputation. And as I say, to watch you grow and evolve into you actually evolved so very young, but then, of course, you've changed. I mean, I'm sure everybody changes as an artist. As you grow, you live life and you interpret music differently. Do you feel that that you play differently than you did, say, 5 years ago or 10 years ago?
I feel I'm able to do more than I did in the past.
In the sense, I don't mean technically. I think probably is interpretation. Yeah.
Not, I don't mean technically at all.
Yes. And I think that's a very good
thing. Well, I listen to my own recordings, which doesn't take place often. I'm much more interested to other people's recordings. But when I do listen to mine, I often think, oh, this or that I could definitely do better now.
Or different. So, maybe
exactly,
different.
Yeah. And those times I simply weren't realizing.
Of course.
Weren't hearing myself with the same ears I have now.
And also, you evolve as a person, as a human being.
Sure.
You become much more profound, and you understand things, and probably discover so many, many things musically.
Yes, of course.
Yes, and it's that in itself is an exciting journey as well. Well, all I can say is we look forward to everything that you do, and I'm not going to ask you if you have any favorites. I'm sure that's a question that people have asked you, but I don't think you can say that about music.
No.
At all.
Exactly.
Have you performed in Russia recently?
Yes, I have. I played there at the end of last year. I took part at the famous December Night Festival, which was founded by Svetoslav Richter at the time at the Pushkin Museum in Moscow.
Oh, yes.
I gave a solo recital playing the same program I'll be doing in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's exciting. We had a trip to Russia, St. Petersburg and Moscow, and
I'm going to St. Petersburg at the end of this year.
Yes.
Taking part at Yuri Temikhanov's Art Square Festival.
And what will you be doing there?
I'll take part at the opening of it, playing Prokofiev's Third Concerto with the St. Petersburg Philharmonic and Maestro Temikhanov himself conducting.
Are the audiences different? I mean, worldwide. Do you feel?
Yes, of course.
What is what?
I've managed to establish a very cordial relationship with all of them.
Well, I'm sure, but I just wondered how are they more overt? Are they more emotional
Every
in certain places?
Every country is different. For instance, in Italy, they are more enthusiastic than elsewhere. Not long ago, last November in Naples, they made me play 16 encores.
Oh my
even
goodness!
After that, the lights in the auditorium had to be switched on.
Oh my goodness!
They wouldn't let me go.
And you played them, which is wonderful. I mean,
well, yes, I just had to play whatever I was able to play from memory.
You just had to keep playing. They wouldn't let you off the stage, I'm sure. What a wonderful thing, yeah. How about the Russian audiences? How did they receive you differently?
The Russian audiences, yes, of course, differently. Don't forget, Russia, Moscow, and St. Petersburg, especially Moscow, is the place where they have known me from since I was a child.
Yes, that's why I asked you.
They have always been great music lovers, concert goers, and very sensitive to music. Back in Soviet times, when mm-hmm. people were depraved of many other things, including material ones, many of them found some kind of refuge in whatever spiritual treasures that were available, classical music in particular, and were able to spend nights, all nights, standing in queues to buy tickets for concerts one couldn't get a ticket for in a normal way. When I come to St. Petersburg in particular, it's a unique feeling. Everybody who is working in the Philharmonic Hall, stage workers, people working in the cantina, they all feel somehow that they are a part of what's going on in the hall. Mm-hmm. And they all listen to the rehearsals. They all somehow feel for you and support you.
It's a wonderful, wonderful to for you to say this, to feel this. Of course, again, the change of the political situation. I do remember when Vladimir Horowitz went to Russia in the 80s. What a tremendous ovation he got there. That was really an incredible thing. But so there was a very, very, that was a very important time when he did go, because it was the opening. It was of the, I guess it was the beginning of a rapport on our seeing the Russian audiences. Because it
but
was
the government were still idiotic enough not to go, because before that the U.S. had just bombed Libya.
Yes.
Which was a Soviet ally at the time.
Right. Now, you also received the Shostakovich Award in 2003. That's one of Russia's highest honors, is that right?
Yes.
Do you play the piano concerto?
Have Shostakovich's first concerto in my repertoire, but I didn't play it there on that occasion. On that occasion, I gave a solo recital there.
What is the attitude, again, towards his music now? I mean, is it...
In which way?
In the sense that it... I mean, it's, of course, it's open, everything.
And where?
In Russia.
Well, it was always admired.
But he had a lot of trouble, I think, as a composer during...
With the authorities, but...
Yes, of course, of course. Yes, that's what I mean. So this is really something incredible.
No, but now
he
is a worldwide recognized genius.
Of course.
Certainly there can't be any trouble with the authorities.
Oh, heaven, no, I what I meant was, no, of course, yes, and of course the award is a tribute to his...
No, the authorities are not getting involved with music these days.
So it's very open there. I know. Well, when we went, it was a different. It was a whole different feeling.
Although, from a different point of view, there was a part of music lovers which was extremely conservative. They just weren't able to perceive the music of the 20th century, including Shostakovich.
Mm-hmm.
I have met a number of such people when living in Russia. So among them, the attitude towards Shostakovich's music was different, very negative, but for different reasons.
Because it was contemporary music, I guess.
Exactly.
They were reactionary and very conservative. Of course, and I think that's worldwide as well, not only there. But once again, Mr. Kisin, thank you so very, very much for speaking with you. I look forward to your concert and always to anything that you record.
Thank you very much.
And the best.
Are you a relative of Boris Pasternak?
I would love... I'm sorry?
Are you a relative of Boris Pasternak?
No, I'm not, but I am a musician. Radio came later, so... Anyway, it's very exciting, though, to speak to you and to hear your thoughts.
You are very welcome to come backstage afterwards.
I would love to see you. I would. And thank you so very, very much.
Pleasure.
You've been very gracious.
Pleasure.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.